Okay, the accent challenge. Well, first of all, I'm curious, is it how you say your own username? Did I hear yours yet? Maybe I haven't. Did you do one? Rilo? I'll have to see if you've done one because then I want to hear. Okay, so the questions. My username, Eve's Garden. Where you're from? I was born in Scarborough, Ontario, Canada, which is just, it wasn't part of Toronto when I was born, but it is now. Pronounce the following words. Okay. Ant, roof, root. Are you hearing my Canadian shift? That's what it's called, you know, that ooh sound that we make. That a boot sound. That's called the Canadian shift. That's a linguistic thing for you there. You're welcome. Okay, I'll start again. Ant, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally. Aluminum. We don't put the extra I in. So yes, if I'm overseas, I'm going to call it aluminium, but I'm not. So I'm being Canadian now, so it's aluminum. GIF, Cracker Jack, doorknob, envelope. Okay, number four. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on us? I don't know. That's a good question. What's it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? You mean like when my college kids like completely wrap a house in toilet paper and the trees and stuff? I don't know what that's called. Maybe I'm drawing a blank. I don't know. Because I just did it yesterday, so you think I'd remember. Okay, five. What's a bubbly carbonated drink called? Pop. I think that's a very Canadian thing. I know in the US they say soda a lot, and here in Ireland they say minerals. They tend to say that, but I'd say pop, probably. Hold on, excuse me, there's noises. I'm doing this on the fly here. I'm completely jet lagged, but I figure this is a good way to get back into recording. Okay. Number six, what do you call gym shoes? Probably runners or sneakers, maybe, but probably runners. I'd probably go to runners first, I would say. What do you call your grandparents? Nanny and granddad. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? Shopping cart. Maybe grocery cart, but probably shopping cart. Yeah, shopping cart. Number nine, what's the thing you change the TV channel with? The remote. Number 10, choose a book and read a passage from it. Okay. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Well, right now I'm reading a book called Ethical Porn for Dicks by Dr. David Leigh. So I'm going to get to where I was and here, I'm going to read a passage. This is on page 91. Notice how I didn't say you should stop watching porn. You might choose to or might not. I don't think it matters. Sex with your wife is something different from masturbating to porn. The two things can and should inform each other. Learn from them in order to better understand yourself and your own sexual needs. It's a short passage. Is that good enough? All right. Okay. Number 11. Do you think you have an accent? Yes. Yes, I do. My aboot definitely comes through. But because I do a lot of accents for my job, my voice work, and I've always been very influenceable, I guess is the right word. Like living in Ireland now, I find if I'm around Irish people, I'm going to sound Irish. There's just nothing I can do about it, really. I have to concentrate to not sound Irish if I've been around them. But also at the same time, I know quite a few Canadians here. So if I spend any time with them, I don't sound Irish at all. So I would say that my natural accent definitely has a Canadian bent to it. And number 12, end the audio post by saying any three words you want. My three favorite words, cock, balls, and spatula. I don't know. It's a neat word. There's certain words I really like that I think are really underrated. Like one of my favorite words is brouhaha. It's not many words you actually get to say ha ha in the middle of. Brouhaha. That's an amazing word, and we don't use it nearly enough. So there's my, I'm going to say three words. Brouhaha, brouhaha, brouhaha. There you go. Okay. Thank you for this challenge. This was a lot of fun. As they say in Ireland, slán an is. Bye.